This is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today, we're going to be talking about our recent reads, but we wanted to update y'all on how we're doing on our fall TBR.
Yeah. Okay, so I had 12 on my fall TBR, and so far, I've completed 3 in the process of the fourth one, but I wanted to say that I have not gone off my fall TBR yet.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have read so far 6 of Crows and Crooked Kingdom by Leigh Bardugo. That was a really good duology. And then I read Twilight by Stephanie Meyer. And it was so good. 5 out of 5 stars. Maybe 6 out of 5. It was so good.
That is so funny.
It was so much better than the movies. Edward and Bill are actually funny in the book. And it's so different from the movie. Like, so different. I want to, like, make a post about, like, all the differences.
Yeah, you should. That'd be fun.
Yeah, but it was really good.
You really should do that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
The only thing I didn't love about 6 of Crows and Crooked Kingdom, and even Twilight, but Twilight, it was nostalgic, so it didn't really bother me. The chapters were... Some of them are so long, like 25 pages. And to me, that's way too long. I like shorter chapters. Twilight had really long chapters, but it flew by really fast compared to Six of Crows and Crooked Kingdom. So that's my one complaint. But I did really enjoy that duology.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. I thought it was funny you said that you haven't gotten off your TBR. I was like, oh, I definitely have.
Yeah.
Like, probably like 6 books.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I am currently reading Not Quite Dead Yet. So reading that one. And then I'm probably going to go into By Invitation Only by Alexander Brown Chang. Just a change of pace.
Yeah.
But that's all my fall TBR, so...
You're a third the way through.
I'm trying to, like, stick to it because a lot of the books on my fall TBR I either have or they're on Kindle Unlimited. So I'm like, why not?
Yeah, you have no reason to go off, really. Yeah, that's nice. I did do my first, like, library checkout of book.
Okay.
Since, like, elementary school. So I did snag Thursday Murder Club and, the first Twilight book. And so I have like 3 weeks and it's been 1 week. So there's like a 3 week limit and it's been 1 week. So I have 2 weeks to read those. So they gotta be,
Twilight goes by so fast.
Yeah. And then I'm like, do I need to go to the next one and the next one and the next one?
No,
or can I break it up?
Well, for me, I've seen all the movies.
True.
And so I already know what happens. It's just like the differences within the book. So I'm gonna space them out.
Okay. I think I know what happens in the series because people talk about the movies, but I don't think I've seen all the movies.
Oh my goodness.
So reading the books is gonna be fun. Because I think I've seen the first and second movie, but I don't really recall it. So.
Wow. As I was reading the book, I was like, in the movie, it's so different, but I think it made it, like, really fun to read that way.
That's funny.
But,
yeah. I can't wait to watch the movie after, too. Let me know when you watch Twilight.
I'm going for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Theaters. I forgot they're doing that.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
But as I was reading, I could not picture Robert and Kristen.
Oh.
For some reason, I, like, could not picture them. In the book.
So you created your own character in your mind?
Honestly, it was just, like, the guy and girl, like, they didn't have a face, but, like, kind of like a blur.
That's funny.
But for some reason, I couldn't picture them in the book.
Well, because I have gotten off my TBR, I just wanted
TBR?
To... TBR? My TBR. I just wanted to say that I do have those books in possession, and they will be read soon. But I think I've only read 3 books off my TBR, like my priority TBR. I had a little TBR that I could fall back on if I got bored of my priority TBR. And I did read My Next Breath and The Third Gilmore Girl, which are both memoirs, which I really enjoyed. I don't know if you're a memoir person.
No.
But the ones I've picked up, I've loved. So I guess I'm a memoir person.
Okay.
I've read Glass Castle and then these two.
I read Glass Castle in school and I hated it.
That's crazy because I loved it.
Maybe I should read it again.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see.
With your adult brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was really good. And the movie, I think, was pretty spot on. Oh. Which is so cool. They made a movie about her life. Like, that's crazy.
That is cool.
But my third Gilmore Girl, she's obviously the grandmother in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
And her life was so cool. Like, I was totally unexpected. Like, she was a dancer before.
Oh.
Like, on, like, New York Broadway and all that.
Oh, that's cool.
So cool. Like, Rockettes and stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, super famous. Like, she had a name before Gilmore Girls.
That's cool.
Yeah. So cool. And then I read Powerful from the Powerless series because I wanted to read it before I read Fearful.
Yeah, fair.
And Fearful will be soon. I know I said that I wasn't going to buy any books in our fall TBR episode, but I bought like 6 books.
Girl!
Okay, it's because my husband is like, hey, go buy books. And okay.
Wow, my husband does not do that.
So I have bought 6 books. Yeah, I'm excited. What did I buy? I bought The Last Thing He Told Me. Yeah, just fallish books. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bought The Perfect Couple. I see that you have one too. Have you read it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've read it?
Yeah, it's a summer book.
Have you watched it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need to, it's kind of like a little spooky. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a mystery.
Yeah, okay. So
I want to say it's spooky though.
Okay. Okay, mystery is good enough for this time of year.
Yeah, I will say that it was kind of underwhelming.
Oh, man, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, bummer. Well, I bought it because the show is out on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you watched it?
Yeah, it's a movie, I think.
Oh, a movie? Mm-hmm. Okay, even better.
Is it a movie or is it a show? It's a show. It's a show, not a movie.
Okay, either way, the adaptation always encourages me to read the book.
Yeah.
So, since I was already buying books, I was like, let me buy an Elin book, because I only own one other book by her, which is, like, Winter Street or something. Mm-hmm. It's a winter-themed Nantucket book.
Mm.
So, I'm excited for that, but winter is far, far away away. So, I'm excited for that one. And then I read The Running Man. I listened to it on Audible. I didn't think Stephen King was going to be my thing, and I was right. And it doesn't end, like, with a pretty bow. It's just, like, really, oh, man. And so, but the movie is coming out, I want to say, in, like, October, November, with Glenn Powell as, like, the main character. And that's the only reason I read the book. And I think I talked about this. He wrote it under a pseudonym as Richard Bachman. I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, he's just so successful. It's crazy. All of his books are getting adaptations. It's crazy. I want to know, like, what his net worth is, because he's getting a lot of, I don't know, action.
Yeah.
So then, my last TBR that I have is Caraval. And
yeah,
I was so disappointed.
It gets better after the first book, though.
Mm.
So I encourage you to read the second one. Okay. And then if you don't want to read Carry On, just go into Once Upon a Broken Heart.
Okay. At that point, you think I can?
Ooh, actually, I don't really remember. I think you need to finish it.
Okay. And what is it? Three?
It's only 3 books.
Yeah, and then they have The Spectacular.
But you don't even have to read Spectacular.
Okay. Yeah. I'm really disappointed.
Because the second book, I think, is a lot better because it's about the sister. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I just like her a little bit more.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Currently, I do not like her more. But I was never attached to any of the characters. And I feel like the imagery was almost too complex for me to wrap my mind around.
This one isn't as... Well, I think they go into another game. But it's about the sister. It's not about Scarlet. And so, yeah. I liked Legendary better than Caraval.
Okay. Is is Scarlet in the second one?
A little bit, but she's not, like, the...
main character anymore? Okay. Yeah, that was so disappointing, though, because it's a series that I've been, like...
Well, don't you want to find out who Legend is?
I guess. I guess not, since I'm so disappointed. I wasn't into it!
I encourage you to read the second one.
Okay. And then, like, she'll probably fall in love with him or something. But all right, now we're on to our recent reads. You want to go first?
Sure.
I've been talking a while.
Okay, well, I just finished Twilight.
Yeah.
I kind of already talked about that one. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel like I need to talk about it
again. What did you rate it?
I gave it 5 out of 5 stars. Wow. But I probably could have given it like 6. It's just so nostalgic, and it was so good. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I waited so long to read it.
Yeah.
Because it was very good. Hmm. Very good. But, yeah, 5 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, I just talked about Caraval. I gave it 2.5 stars. Just felt lost the whole time. Like, I knew what was going on, but I just felt lost. Mm-hmm. But my next one was Third Gilmore Girl, which I already did talk about. I gave that 5 stars, and My Next Breath, I gave 5 stars. My Next Breath was really cool. It wasn't his whole life story. Mm-hmm. It was just a tragic incident that he endured. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was kind of unique, really. He gave a lot of honor to his family that went through the trauma with him, because they had to endure so much. His injuries were so bad that it is, like, PTSD.
Oh, wow.
Like, thinking about that moment would trigger things for his family. And so he was like, I went through this, like, physically, but my family went through it emotionally.
Oh, wow.
Because, yeah, like, he's in a coma and, like, mm-hmm. different things like that. Like, it was, yeah, crazy.
That is crazy.
He's in so much pain that he kind of is left out of the situation, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But his family is having to be worried for his safety and save his life so that the EMT people can get to him. And mm-hmm. Yeah, he just gave a lot of honor to his family. And his biggest, I think, takeaway was how sorry he felt for giving them such a traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, what a selfless man.
Yeah.
Like, that is so cool.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, super good.
The next ones I read, I already kind of talked about them, Six of Crows and Crooked Kingdom. Mm-hmm. I gave them both 4 stars. They weren't 5-star material because I was kind of bored throughout at, like, some points. Mm. It is, like, a heist, and I wish it went more into, like, how he thought of everything, because the book has, like, 5 or 6 POVs in third person. And so you go through, like, each person, but Kaz is, like, the guy who leads the group. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, and especially in Crooked Kingdom, I feel like we barely got Kaz and, like, his thoughts behind everything. And so I just wish we got a little bit more of, like, insight into, like, how he came up with these heists. And, like, just, like, if this happens, what's his backup plan? Because you see it unfold, and you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I wish we kind of had, like, a rewind. Like, a time flip in his POV of, like, how he came up with it. But, I mean, overall, it was really good. I really liked the characters. And they were good books.
Have you read the reviews or anything?
No.
Oh, I was wondering if people, like, kind of agree with your perspective.
Oh. No, I haven't read it. But, yeah, I don't know.
I like to do that. Like, go read the reviews and see if people feel the same way I feel. Because I need, like, the validation.
The validation that you're right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, this book sucked, right?
That's funny.
Okay, my next read was Haunted Ever After. I listened to it on Audible. They had this deal going on where you buy $40 worth of books, mm-hmm. you get a $10 credit.
Nice.
So I bought 4 books, got one free. Mm-hmm. They got me there. But yeah, I needed like a certain amount, like, I don't know, $8, and this one was $12, so I bought it.
Nice.
And it's in Florida, so Florida's always summer, mm-hmm. but this is like about ghosts. And I didn't feel too convicted about it. Not at all, or else I wouldn't have read it. Mm-hmm. But basically, they live in Boneyard Key, and it's a haunted city. There was, like, this big storm that killed everyone, so then the ghost hung around, and they haunt or live in the places that they were connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about this guy. He is a coffee shop owner, and there is an apartment above the coffee shop that their previous owner lived in while he ran it. He ran it as a diner, I think. And so the guy texts, his name is Elmer. Elmer texts Nick throughout the day of like, you changed the banana bread recipe, like, don't add cinnamon, this and that. And so he texts him all day and like messes with him. And then when he goes home to the apartment, Elmer can talk through his mind. And so he communicates with the ghost. And then when he's not upstairs in the apartment, he's texting him.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so, but he died like, I want to say 2000. So he's been gone for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he stays in this building. And anyone who takes on like the coffee shop diner, they like are connected with him. And so it's gone through a bunch of owners.
Cool.
Yeah. It's gone through a bunch of owners because they can't handle Elmer.
Oh.
And then this girl, she's like 30, they're both 30, and she hasn't gotten anywhere in life. Her friends are like, they're all moms and married and stuff. Mm-hmm. She's never had a committed relationship. So she's like, okay, I want something new in my life to talk about with my mom friends. And she buys this house without ever seeing it in Florida and moves there. Or like, I think she already lived in Florida. She lived in Orlando. So mm-hmm. then she's like moving south or something. And so, yeah, she just wants to be able to say like, oh, I bought a house. And so she's going to like DIY it and all that. But it's haunted with this mean old lady. And the mean old lady was married to a mean man. And he keeps messing with, what is her name? He keeps messing with Cassie, and her electricity won't work when she tries to plug in her computer for work, because she works remote. And then she'll have the electrician come over, who's a man, and he'll try to fix it for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. And she's like, what the heck? Like, I wouldn't bring you over here for no reason. And so, like, time goes on, and she's like, oh, I have a mean old lady. She has these like poetic magnet words on her fridge, and the lady moves them to communicate with Cassie. And so she's like getting to know the old lady, and she's like, okay, she's not as bad as everyone says she is.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point it's like, get him out. And she thinks it's about her boyfriend that's in the house. And so when he walks in the house, his brain is like electricity and like buzzing, and he can't be in the house. And so eventually she realizes that there's two ghosts in her house when normally only one ghost can inhabit a place. And the husband was mean and evil and misogynistic. And so he wasn't letting her computer work because he didn't think women should be allowed to work. And
interesting.
Yeah.
Did you just spoil the book for me?
No.
Okay.
Maybe a little, but no.
Okay.
Yeah. You're interested in reading it?
Maybe.
I didn't think you would be. That's funny. But yeah. Do you have any other recent reads?
I read Fearful by Lauren Roberts.
Yeah.
I gave it 3.5 stars. I liked Powerful a little bit better. Mm. I wasn't expecting Fearful to be written from the POVs, from one of the POVs it was.
Mm.
So it was interesting. I'm not going to say anything.
I low-key want you to spoil it for me, but I am going to read it.
I don't think telling you who it's written by, the POV of the thing, is, like, going to be spoiler.
I think you told me 2 POVs. And then obviously it's Kit.
Kit and then someone else.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you?
Is it...
It's not going to spoil anything.
Lenny or... What's her face?
Mm-mm, it's not Lenny or Blair.
Oh, okay. Who is it?
It's Mara. Death.
Okay. And so, that's his mom, right?
No. So Death, like, Death is like a lady. Her name's Mara.
Okay.
And so it's written through Mara's POV. And she, basically, this doesn't spoil anything. Basically, like, Kit can see Mara. Like, if you're close to Death, you can see Mara and you can talk to her.
Okay.
But she's, like, invisible to everyone else.
Hmm.
And so, like, Kit talks to Mara and Mara spies on Lenny and Blair. And that's how we get the story of Lenny and Blair through Mara.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I thought, what is Kit's mom's name?
I don't remember.
Which is also... Never mind.
But Kit tries to find his mom, like, in the... Like, he tries to find her, but...
Because Edric had two wives.
Yeah.
What are his wives' names?
I don't know.
Iris and Myla. Mm. Myla. I don't remember Myla. Okay, well, I thought Mara was his wife.
Okay. Mara well, she death. Should be.
But death?
Yes. He sucks. Edric?
Oh, yeah.
All right. But my other recent read was Not Quite Dead Yet, which we've been talking about, and I can't say too much because you're currently reading it.
Mm-hmm. What'd you give it?
4 stars. Okay. I think I mentioned in our past episode, or maybe I didn't, but I think it could be worth 5 stars, but it's not my normal reading. Like, I don't like mystery. Like, I don't know. It's not my core. I don't know, you know,
people, but for like, what it is, do you think you can give it 5 stars?
I didn't, so maybe no.
Okay.
I think the beginning, it started off kind of, like, rough for me.
Well, like, the first chapter, I was like, what the heck's going on?
Exactly. That was my, so that's kind of why I didn't give it 5 stars.
Yeah. But as I've kept reading, there were a lot of people introduced, and that's what was confusing me.
Yeah.
And it's written in third person, which also kind of confused me at first.
Yep.
And her name is Jet. I know that's what they call her. Her name's, like, what, Margaret?
Mm-hmm.
But they call her Jet, and so I was like, what?
Yeah.
But I was just really confused. But then once it got to, like,
mm-hmm.
I think chapter 2.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
I said that on my Goodreads, like, my notes, and I was like, okay, I love where this is going.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. But I really, I think you've met her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't like them.
Yeah.
And then I think at some point it was kind of like obvious who done it, but I was like, it's so obvious they can't be the ones who done it, you know?
Oh, they?
Hmm?
Oh! Oh no, you just spoiled it! No, I'm kidding.
No, you didn't.
Sorry, I was a little loud. It's a they, it's a team?
I know, it's not exactly what I said.
Yeah!
Anyway,
okay. Am I hot or cold with my guess? I told you.
I can't tell you.
Am
that.
I hot?
I'm not telling.
I'm burning up.
No. Okay. You. I remember how I told you there's multiple branches of the plot.
Uh huh.
That's all I will say.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I need to read this book. Like,
yeah.
Right now.
I don't know why you haven't read all of it yet.
Because I have a lot of work to do.
You
at
need
work.
To stay up all night and read it,
dude. I'm so tired last night.
Do you have any more recent reads?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
All right. That was our recent reads.
Let us know if you've read any of these.
Yeah. And what you thought about them, what you rated them, what we should read next.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let us know. All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.